Tribe. Virgil here with Jillian.
Hello, hello.
So we are doing our first podcast together.
Excitement! Yay! Woo-hoo.
All right, so let's pull a card.
Mm-hmm. Pick a card, any card. Spirit of Challenge.
Spirit of Challenge. Mm. All right, so what do you see?
I see an owl.
Of course. The usual.
I see an owl.
So tell our audience what owl wings. Means to you.
Owl means magic.
Legit.
Magic to me. I'm seeing and knowing the unseen. That's my interpretation of it.
Beautiful. That's perfect. Yeah. What else do you see?
A warrior. Looks like he's getting ready for war. And he has his owl as a spirit guide. At least that's the way I interpret this image.
Beautiful.
Yeah. He looks very strong and very sturdy. Ready for anything that comes at him.
Love. Yes. All right. Spirits. Transformative forces in daily life. Without the cooperation of the spirits, there can be no shamanic practice. They guide. They strengthen. They assist and cooperate with every shamanic practitioner to empower the work undertaken. They may take any form, human, animal, mythical, or abstract. No two people see them in exactly the same way, but all agree that their presence lights up the inner worlds. In many images of prehistoric cave art, we find the spirits represented. Figures who are sometimes strange to our eyes, but always powerful and often deeply moving. So what colors do we see?
I see black, I see some grays, I see some aqua, a lot of aqua in the background, and I see a ring of white lighting behind the owl specifically.
Beautiful.
And darkness below, and I see the white and the lighting.
I love it. For me, with right away at the challenge, it just comes up with shadow work, but that teal, that turquoise is a lot about communication, but also communication of the heart. And so I see the warrior with expansion. All right. I am the spirit of challenge. I challenge you to look at your life and to change it. I challenge you to forge ahead on your path in spite of opposition. I challenge you to look again at tasks that seem insurmountable and to accept the risk you face in trying to accomplish them. I demand the highest degree of perseverance and determination you can muster. With me at your side, you can tackle challenges that might otherwise deter you. Together, we can face the hardest tests and emerge victorious. Mm-hmm. How spot on for both of us.
I love it, yes.
All right, the spirit of challenge. Challenges confront us constantly as we try to adapt to life's changing circumstances, fend off various pressures, and work toward our goals. They may be physical or emotional. They may be frightening or puzzling. Many of the challenges we face are intrinsic to our own chosen destiny, mm-hmm. but others rush at us from nowhere as byproducts of chance. For example, unemployment or ill health. The spirit of challenge is demanding and forces us to address head-on obstacles that lie in our way. It allows us no room for procrastination or avoidance, and in return offers us the satisfaction of success. Mm-hmm. Here are the interpretations. Accessing courage, determination in the face of adversity, taking risk, facing up to opposition, drawing the energy to move ahead, reassessment of resources. How does this make you feel? What shows up for you? Or rather, first, how did you, where did you feel that in your body?
My throat.
Throat. Yeah.
Definitely. I feel like it's speaking for myself and not being afraid of allowing myself to be truthful to who I really am and not worrying about what other people tell me I should or shouldn't be as much. So just letting go.
Beautiful.
Letting go of control, learning to be comfortable in my own skin and appreciating what gifts I have.
I love that. For me, it showed up in my stomach, and it's stomach for me is all about power and motivation going forward. Yeah. And I feel like that is very resonant because here I am in Las Vegas, and every time I am here in Las Vegas, I always get this feeling of like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Right.
And so I just got off the phone with a business meeting of my retreat business partners, Steven and Bill, and planning this, our next retreat, and how that's unfolding. And it puts like almost like a turning in my stomach of like, okay, let's go, let's make this happen. And then it's like, chill out, slow down. There are things in the road, yet it's me that's in the way.
Mm-hmm. The way of your own self.
Yeah, oh my gosh, definitely. Right?
Oh yeah. I feel that for sure. I think that it's challenging to, you know, not know what's going to come next and just learning to enjoy the ride. I feel like that's the biggest thing for me.
Truth.
Yeah. It's just beautiful. Feeling like, you know, like, okay, it's challenging, but it's meant to be challenging because that's where the growth happens for me.
Truth. It's finding that comfort in discomfort.
Right.
Right. Or like we were talking about earlier, dis-ease
right.
in the body. Our mental body, our spiritual body, our right. physical body, and our emotional body. Our emotions, like, take us on this roller coaster of life.
Right.
And it's so interesting.
Right.
It just is interesting.
All the growth we gain from it, definitely.
Yeah, and it's like everything in life happens for us, not to us.
Mm-hmm.
That constant reminder of, like, okay, get out of my head, drop into my heart, get out of my way, surrender, trust, have faith.
It's a lot. Right?
I mean, even with this phone earlier, it was just like, like, okay, gotta go. Bye.
Okay, spirits. All right, we're done. We're done with that for today.
Done with that. So spirit of challenge. I feel for myself right now is finding that understanding of how I show up in Las Vegas for myself. How can I show up for myself in Las Vegas? Vice versa. Trying to open a center 5 times. That mm-hmm. didn't go through. Working at other people's centers and not going through. So it's just very interesting to step into that. So that is my spirit of challenge. And that's something I will, I am working through right now.
Accepting it. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. What about you?
And look, there's feathers down there.
Exactly.
I just now noticed. Like, okay then. Well, all right. Owl, what are you trying to tell me today? Second card I've pulled with an owl in it. I think it for me, it's just not allowing others to make me feel like I am not capable of doing everything that I'm absolutely capable of doing and not listening to doubt and letting that put fear in me where fear is not needed. You know, I feel like my own fear is necessary so I can understand, you know, what I need to do to move forward, to go beyond what I can see.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, tribe. This is Jillian and Virgil, and you got to hear Jillian's beautiful flute. Oh, my greenies. Tell us how we can find you.
Oh my goodness. Well, I am on Instagram and I don't have my Instagram name in front of me at the moment. And we'll pull that up real quick.
What are your projects you're working on right now?
I'm currently in school for massage therapy.
Yeah.
3 more months left. I am at a school called Northwest Career College. So if you are looking for a clinic massage, it's really good rates. Yep. Hot stones, exfoliation, the whole shebang. Besides that, I'm teaching, so if you have any kiddos who are in gymnastics or are interested in gymnastics, I'm a gymnastics teacher for Gym Cats. Expanding, lots of things coming.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I don't have my Instagram comment. Okay. If you're looking to follow me on Instagram, it's Lacey, LACY _, and then it's Phoenix, so PHOENIX, and the number 88.
Beautiful. All right, tribe. We love and appreciate you. Mahalo, mahalo.
Namaste. 11:11.